This is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
From ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Multiple sources tell ABC that today is the day President Trump is expected to sign an executive order eliminating the Department of Education. Critical services and programs will go to other agencies. The first day of spring arriving with plenty of non-very spring-like weather.
In Lincoln, Nebraska, highways littered with cars and big rigs in a blizzard on the last night of winter. Similar scenes in Minnesota, Kansas, and Iowa. And in Utah's Cottonwood Canyon, multiple cars buried in an avalanche. That snow came from the same system now moving east. Hundreds of thousands of people nationwide are without power. The Midwest, the hardest hit. Over 200,000 electric customers in the dark.
That's ABC's Alex Stone. The Israeli military says it'll no longer allow Palestinians to enter northern Gaza from the south. A blockade that had been in place early in the Israel-Hamas war has been reestablished. Airstrikes over the Gaza Strip continued overnight. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Aylin. The Joint Finance Committee announces public hearings for the next state budget. Lawmakers on the budget panel will travel around the state to gather input on how the state should spend its money. Public hearings during April are scheduled for Kaukauna, West Allis, Hayward, and Wausau. The State Assembly takes up several bills related to transgender issues today. One of the measures authored by Oconomowoc Republican Representative Barb Dietrich would require school district policies stating that parents determine names and pronouns of students to be used by school staff. And a special camp designed for veterans and their families to unwind is turning 100 years old this year. Camp American Legion in Lake Tomahawk is planning a big celebration for the anniversary that includes a special blessing from the Lac du Flambeau tribe. The celebration will be the morning of Saturday, June 14th, and it's open to the public. Ted Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Mostly sunny today with a high in the mid-30s this afternoon. The wind will be northwest 10 to 20 this morning, decreasing to 5 to 15 out of the southwest this afternoon. Tonight becoming breezy, 26. Tomorrow mostly cloudy, a few sprinkles, and warmer, high of 51. If you're grilling or dipping, you need Grandpa's barbecue sauce. This stuff's amazing, sweet, savory, with a hint of smoke. Get some today at grandpasbbqshop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 27.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. Good Thursday morning. Dave Grant back with you, 6:02 on Thursday morning. Only school district with delay in area is Weston. Kenny Loggins on Max FM.
Headlines. something you love, and you'll never work a day in your life. Just ask your favorite DJ.
The best music in the world.
The best.
The best music.
My favorite station.
99.7 Max FM.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Dave. It is 6:09 on Thursday morning. The only school delay that we have in the area is Weston schools are delayed by 2 hours. Again, Weston schools are delayed by 2 hours. That is the only delay in this area. And at this point in time, I don't believe we will get any more. So if you're not already getting ready for school, you probably should be, because you don't want to be late. Allow yourself a little bit of extra time to get there. I know the road crews have been out and about early this morning. If your car was outside, you're going to need to let it warm up to get some of the snow and ice off it. It doesn't feel like the first day of spring right at the moment, but it will get better. Trust me. It's just one of those little bumps in the road this morning. Let's take a look at our weather forecast. Today, gradually clearing with a high of 37. Tonight, mostly clear with a low of 27. On Friday, it'll be mostly cloudy with a high of 51. It will be breezy with winds 15 to 20 miles per hour. On Saturday, sunny, a high of 43. On Sunday, rain possibly mixed with snow with a high of 48 degrees. Looking ahead into next week, we're looking at highs in the 40s. A little bit of sunshine, so this will melt, but you will need to take care of it this morning since it's only going to be 37 degrees. Currently, it's 26 degrees outside the Max FM studios. Coming up this morning, Emily will be joining me at 7:10 this morning. We are going to talk about our flash sale today. We have a flash sale that goes from 7 to 9 a.m. There'll be one item in the MaxFMBigDeals.com store that is half off, and you're going to want to take advantage of this offer this morning. Trust me. Also, we're going to talk about the Texas woman who won the lottery, but she's not getting her winnings. You heard me correctly. I am mystified by this one. We're going to talk more about that at 7:10. At 7:40, we are celebrating birthdays and anniversaries. If you know someone that's celebrating today, please text those into us, 608-355-9970. At 7:50, Ben Bromley is going to join me. We're going to talk about why weekends are best in the Baraboo area. Plenty of things going on this weekend, and it'll be a good weekend to be out and about. Just saying. Genesis, that's all on Max FM.
Just as I thought it was going all right, I found out I'm wrong when I thought it was right. It's always the same, it's just a shame, that's all. I could say day, and you'd say night. Tell me it's black when I know that it's white. Always the same, it's just a shame, and that's all.
90s and more, 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave. It is 6:19 on Thursday morning. Happy first day of spring, everyone. Looking forward to warmer temps, but we will get through today. As a reminder, the only school delay in our area today is Weston. Schools are delayed by two hours, I should say. There are no others that are delayed in our area. So, again, Weston schools have a two-hour delay. No other delays in our area. So, if you're not getting ready for school, probably should be doing that right now because you don't want to be late. I know the road crews have been out and about already this morning, getting those roads taken care of. Be careful on the untreated sidewalks and driveways, steps and stairs. There's a little bit of ice under there due to the slush that we got before the snow last night. So be careful as you're out and about. Give yourself a little extra time to be out and about this morning. If you have a vehicle outside, you're going to want to let it warm up this morning to get all that stuff off your car. And, you know, please clear off all of the snow and ice on your windows. You do not want your view obstructed. To be safe for yourself and everyone else on the roads this morning. Speaking of weather, let's take a quick look at our forecast today. Gradually clearing, a high of 37, winds 10 to 15 miles per hour, gusting up to 30 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear with a low of 27 degrees. On Friday, mostly cloudy, breezy, high of 51. On Saturday, sunny, a high of 43. Looking into Sunday, we are looking at mixed precipitation chances with a high of 48. I'm going to get a current temp outside the studios. It is 26 degrees outside the Max FM studios. Now, are you someone who cherishes the experience of going out to your mailbox to see what credit card offers you have received that day? Or would you be okay with replacing your mailbox with the trash can? In a poll, 5% of people say that, on average, they need or want all of the physical mail they receive. 13% say most of it is good. Another 13% say they usually want about half of it. 51% say they don't care less of the mail they get or half the mail they get. And 9% claim they don't need any of it. The demographic most likely not to want their mail is older Midwestern women. On average, most people say they get 1 to 5 pieces of mail per day, with 8% saying they get more than that, and 29% of people say they have taken steps to reduce their physical mail they get, and 62% have not bothered with that. For me, I could really care less about the mail we get because it's either bills or advertisements that are in there for things that are not even in our area. And so, yeah, I don't get too overly excited about it. We have done things to try to reduce getting the mail amounts that we get because it's just not worth the paper that it's printed on, quite honestly, because, you know, trying to be a little conscientious about that. Some of the stuff we do still get paper in the mail, so it is partially that. But am I ever excited to see the mail? No, there's nothing that exciting ever in the mail. It's not like there's money in the mailbox, let's put it that way. Usually it's something that's going to cost money in the mailbox. So, yeah, I don't get too excited about it. I know there's a lot of talks about Saturday mail deliveries and things like that. And, you know, I don't have an opinion one way or another on that. I generally get out to the mail when I get to it. I'm not going to lose any sleep over it, let's put it that way. Coming up, we will have a look at our community calendar. That is brought to you by Pizza Ranch of Baraboo. We'll have a look at sports on MaxFM.
If you're getting mighty hungry, well, the best in the country is Pizza Ranch.
Hungry for a delicious deal? Pizza Ranch in Baraboo has you covered. For just $20, grab a medium pizza, small cheesy ranch sticks, and our famous cactus bread. Or, if you're feeding a crowd, get 2 large pizzas for only $25. Your choice of single topping or specialty. It's a deal made for sharing. Don't forget, the fun zone is open too. Head to Pizza Ranch in Baraboo and make dinner easy and delicious tonight.
With a look at some of the upcoming area events, here's your MaxFM community calendar. Every week, the Carnegie Shoddy Memorial Public Library does an amazing job of having some great events for kids of all ages. On Monday the 24th, cuddle up and be cozy with an evening story time from 6:30 until 7:30. There's Lullaby Club on Tuesday the 25th, along with Teen Tuesday card games from 4 until 5 p.m. And Wednesday continues with Story Tots Picture Book Party from 10 a.m. until 11 a.m. And on Wednesday the 26th, it's Pokemon Club for ages 6 to 11 from 1:30 until 2:30. That's just some of the many events happening. Be sure to check out the Carnegie Shoddy Memorial Public Library's website and the events calendar for all the details. On Saturday, March 22nd, the Portage Center for the Arts will be hosting a K-8 student art show at the Drury Gallery inside the Portage Center for the Arts. Come see some of the amazing work from the youth of the area. You can find all the details at PortageCenterForTheArts.com. And with a number of springtime events coming up around the area, be sure to check out those area Chamber of Commerce websites for all the details.
Hey everybody, it's Bello Knott. You know the guy with the tall hair? Back for a limited time at the Legacy Dinner Theater in Wisconsin Dells for Bello's Circus Extreme Dinner Show. Complete with an all-you-can-eat meal of salad, pizza, lasagna, 5 acts from America's Got Talent. There's aerial thrills, adorable dogs, motorcycles in a cage, plus much, much more. And with lunch and dinner shows 6 days a week, it's family-friendly fun during spring break. But hurry, this show will end soon, so get your tickets now at LegacyDinnerTheater.com.
Judge Brad Schimmel sure has a lot of special interest donors. Big drug companies, corporate lobbyists, right-wing billionaires, and extremist groups. Schimmel once claimed that there's nothing wrong with politicians using their office to benefit their own campaign's contributors. And as Attorney General, Schimmel repeatedly took action to put his own campaign donors' interests ahead of Wisconsin residents. He refused to sue the big drug companies responsible for the opioid crisis. He supports a pre-Civil War law to ban abortion. And he sued to overturn the healthcare law that protects people with pre-existing conditions. Under his watch, fines for corporate polluters dropped to a 30-year low, all while Wisconsinites were left behind. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel to watch out for us, not his special interest sponsors. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
tournament time for Wisconsin. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. March Madness, the Badgers in Denver to face Montana today. Now, the city of Milwaukee will also host some tournament games this weekend. Head coach Greg Gard asked if he'd preferred Fiserv Forum instead of Ball Arena in Colorado.
I thought we got a really good seed. I understand why we got sent to Denver based on the seed lines with Kentucky, Texas Tech, Iowa State all ahead of us at the three lines. So, you know, Sunday didn't matter. I don't think even Saturday mattered in terms of the committee's eyes. I think we were locked. So you turn the page and get ready to go play.
Baseball opening day a week from today in New York when the Brewers play the Yankees. One pitcher for the crew to watch for is 25-year-old right-hander Craig Yoho, who's had a good spring training, but for now is being sent to the minors.
I mean, yeah, it was a good experience. You know, I played well, a lot of confidence going into the season, and that's where I want to be. And, you know, I want to be helping the team win as much as possible this season. And so, you know, when my time comes, I'll be ready for it.
That's Brewers pitcher Craig Yoho with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
There's no stopping us now.
I actually get to hear different songs all day long.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM.
Little ditty about Jack and Diane, two American kids growing up in the heartland. Jackie gonna be a football star, Diane's debutante backseat of Jackie's car. Sucking on chili dog outside taste freeze. Diane sitting on Jackie's lap, got his hands between his knees. Jackie say, hey Diane, let's run off behind the shady trees. Dribble off those Bobby Brooks, let me do what I please. Say, oh yeah, life goes on long after the thrill of living is gone. Say, oh yeah, life goes on long after the thrill of living is gone. To walk on, checks his back, flexes thoughts for the moment, scratches his head and does his best James Dean. Well, then there Diane gotta run off to the city. Diane says, baby, you ain't missing nothing. Jackie say, oh yeah, life goes on long after the thrill of living is gone. Oh yeah, I say life goes on long after the thrill of living is gone. American kids doing best they can.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave on Thursday morning. It is 6:31. Here is Crowded House. Don't dream it's over on Max FM.
Maximum hits for the Dells. 99.7 Max FM.
If sunrise, I fight to stay asleep. appreciate those nights and those dreams. But my friend, I'd sacrifice all those nights if I could make the earth and my dreams the same. The only difference is
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Dave. 6:39 on Thursday morning. That was Creed, Higher. You know, great way to get your morning going on our first day of spring. As a reminder, we have one school delay in the area, and that is Weston Schools. That is the only delay in the area. We are not going to have any more delays to report, and this will be the last time we report on this, most likely. So if you're not already getting ready for school, you probably need to be doing that right away, because we don't want anyone to be late to school today. You want to be there on time on your Thursday morning. Again, we hope everyone's having a great day. Coming up at 7 a.m., we have our flash sale at MaxFM, BigDeals.com. Shop local and save big. We're going to give half off certificates to the Kona Michi Craft Bar. You can get $20 in certificates for just $10, starting at 7 a.m. at MaxFMBigDeals.com. We will also get the link up on our Facebook page as well. So our flash sale goes from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. this morning. Half off $20 in certificates to the Kona Michi Craft Bar will be just $10 from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. for our flash sale. We'll get that up on our Facebook page as well. You can click right on the link, get those ordered. Limited quantities available, and no code required. We can't make it any easier than that. So this is for 2 hours only, again, starting at 9 a.m. Also this morning, join Emily and I at 7:10 this morning. We're going to talk about the day. You know, it's one of those days that a lady in Texas isn't real happy. So we're going to talk about her situation with the lottery. We'll celebrate celebrity birthdays at 7:40. If you're celebrating a birthday or anniversary or know someone that is, text those into us now, 608-355-9970. Brent Bromley's coming in at 7:50. We're going to talk about why weekends are best in the Baraboo area. And then at 8:10, We're going to talk about March Madness bracket strategies. So do you have a strategy for your bracket? Let me know what it is. You can text that in as well, 608-355-9970. I'll let you all know a little bit later what my strategy is or maybe isn't. Speaking of the tournament, the Badgers are playing at 12:20 today. They are going to be taking on the Montana Grizzlies, and that's going to be on one of the cable channels. I have to remember which one. I'll have to make sure I turn that on in studio this afternoon to watch that game. Hopefully they'll advance. Badgers are ranked number 3. The Grizzlies are ranked number 14. So that is what I know about that. And I'll be honest with you, I don't know what any of the other games are. Also, the other thing that's happening is the high school boys basketball tournament for the WIAA. That starts today as well. That goes through Saturday. So if you enjoy basketball, this is most definitely your weekend. So, yes, you can almost guess what I'm going to be doing the next couple of days. Just saying. Coming up, we will have a look at weather on Max FM.
Being part of a team means knowing you have support when you need it most. This is Kathy Mackesy, and at Bank of Wisconsin Dells, we understand the value of being surrounded by a strong team. That's why our personal bankers are committed to providing personalized financial solutions for all your deposit and banking needs. Select Bank of Wisconsin Dells to be part of your trusted financial team.
Member FDIC.
For 40 years, Habitat for Humanity of Wisconsin River Area has been dedicated to serving our community by helping local people in need, and this year we are asking you to join us in our mission. This is John. Call me at 370-4985 for more information on how you can be part of our 40 for 40 volunteer challenge. It's a great way to meet new people, be a part of something big, and you might just have some fun too. See hfhwisconsinriver.org to be part of our 40th anniversary celebration.
The Midwest's newest music event, Summer Jam, is coming June 20th and 21st to Eau Claire, Wisconsin. Summer Jam is two big days of music from Everclear, Rick Springfield, Live, and Leonard Skinner. Sweet home Alabama. Summer Jam has more. Marshall Tucker Band, Collective Soul, and the Black Crowes. VIP, general admission tickets, and campsites are on sale. Get yours and check out the full lineup. Go to SummerJamWI.com now. Summer Jam 2025 in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. Go to SummerJamWI.com now. Don't miss this party.
Cell Plus invites you to catch the sunrise on Max FM. 4 hours of positive, uplifting music every Sunday morning from 5 to 9. Brought to you exclusively by your local U.S. Cellular agent. Cell Plus in Baraboo, Reedsburg, and Wisconsin Dells.
Positive music on sunrise. Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Mostly sunny today with a high in the mid-30s this afternoon. The wind will be northwest 10 to 20 this morning, decreasing to 5 to 15 out of the southwest this afternoon. Tonight becoming breezy, 26. Tomorrow mostly cloudy, a few sprinkles, and warmer, high of 51. If you're grilling or dipping, you need Grandpa's barbecue sauce. This stuff's amazing, sweet, savory with a hint of smoke. Get some today at grandpasbbqshop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
Something else. I'm not listening when you
sand beneath my toes. The beats gives a feeling, an earthy feeling. I believe in the faith that grows, and the four chords can make me cry. When I'm with you, I feel like I could die, and that would be alright, alright. I want something else to get me through this life, baby. I want something else. Not listening when you say.
Cast on Max FM.
Don't know. WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
99.7 Max FM.
Pump up the jam, pump it up while your feet are stumping. And the jam is pumping. Look ahead, the crowd is jumping. Pump it up a little more. Get the party going on the dance floor. See, cause that's where the party's at, and you find out if you do that.
Continuous hits of the 80s and 90s.
The only station I listen to at work.
Non-stop music.
Rolling all hour on 99.7 Max FM.